The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Eklund behind the goal line. He has it caught in his skates. He protects the puck. Good job by Eklund to work that free under pressure. Spins it around. Looks for the return feed from Orlov. Gets it. Checked behind the net by Marcus Pettersson. But there's Big Chernyshov to hold on to it. He's checked by Bjelander. Moves it over to Celebrini. Shoots! Score! Chernyshov wins the battle. Celebrini finishes it off with a magnificent wrist shot. And that makes it 5-3 Sharks. Celebrini getting his 20th goal of the season. 3:40 to play in the third. Wow, what a moment.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think something that we talked about when we're skating, we're playing with structure and we're competing, we're a hard team to play against, and we've seen that this year. We just got to do it consistently. So hopefully that's kind of, you know, a good blueprint. You know, we've had some in the past, but got to keep moving forward. They're not all going to be perfect. There's going to be moments in your game where you got to, you know, get it back on the rails there a little bit, and I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
All right, what is happening, everyone? It has been a very, very long day. It started flying out of SJC this morning at roughly 7 o'clock, 7:30, something like that. And now it's 3 a.m. I'm at a hotel in Anaheim, and the San Jose Sharks are coming off one of their more impressive wins of the season. And this one was not marked by heroics or incredible drama or anything like that. This was just a high-quality win for the San Jose Sharks that I think really speaks to how far they've come in short order and what I think they're capable of as we get deeper and deeper into this year. When we saw the game against Vegas, we saw them do so many things, quote-unquote, wrong. And I know that's easy to say when they lose by a score of 7-2, but you saw the most glaring thing was just how they were not ready to start the game. And immediately in last night's game against Vancouver, they were ready to start the game. They were ready from the get-go. They had the energy they needed. They had the ability to fight back right every time they lost the puck. They were going to win it right back. They were winning the battles in the neutral zone. They were getting multiple opportunities in the offensive zone. They were doing all the little things right. And that's what I think I really liked so much about this game, is there was so much attention to detail, the little things. We heard Ryan Warsowski talking a lot about his team needing to, you know, really pay attention to the details of the game and be detail-oriented and be disciplined. But I think sometimes that gets a little bit lost because you do have Macklin Celebrini coming up with his heroics, or Yaroslav Askarov bailing you out in any given game or something to that effect. But this was a game where the Sharks took care of all the small details, and they were simply the harder working team throughout the entirety of the game. Now, there have been a number of games where the Sharks have been the harder working team throughout the entirety of the game this year, and they have not always been rewarded for it. But this was a game where the Sharks were truly rewarded for it, where every single shift, the effort they were putting out there on the ice was being paid back. Now, that didn't mean that they were always going to come out on the right side of things. Obviously, they took some penalties at inopportune times. They were not able to take advantage of a 5-on-3, but they were able to take advantage of a 5-on-4. There were just different moments throughout the game. And you got to give credit to Vancouver as well, because the Sharks jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Vancouver strikes back to make it 2-1. San Jose extends it 3-1. Then it's 3-2. Then it's 4-2. Then it's 4-3. Then the Sharks really start piling it on. Then it's Macklin Celebrini. Then it's Colin Graf. And that's the empty netter that makes it a 6-3 score line that was good enough for your final. But, you know, so many things to like out of this game. But also just looking at the fact that this wasn't one of those games that was dominated by one player in particular. We've seen those games, you know, Tyler Toffoli going for 4 points, Macklin Celebrini going for 5 points, things to that extent. We had a goal and an assist from William Eklund. That's a 2-point game. We had a goal and an assist from Macklin Celebrini. 2-point game. A goal, a first of his NHL career, and an assist for Igor Chernyshov. That is a two-point game. Then you have a goal for Reeves, a goal for Klingberg, an assist for Orlov, an assist for Wenberg, an assist for Goodrow, an assist for Gaudette, an assist for Ferraro, an assist for Iorio, and a goal for Colin Graf. So this was not any one player's individual performance of a game. And if you look at the guys who didn't get points in this game, I thought everybody played really, really well. Jeff Skinner, Tyler Toffoli, Ty Dellandrea, Shakir Mukhmudulin, Zach Ostapchuk, Sam Dickinson. I liked a lot out of what I saw from them throughout this entire game. And I think that's why I look back at this and think to myself, well, okay, if this is how the Sharks are capable of playing, then this is what they need to do. The effort was never more clear in my mind than when it was the end of the game and Colin Graf, you know, stole that puck away from Boyum, and Boyum had a chance to get to it too, but Graf just outworked him. He outskated him, and then Boyum kind of gave up. I'm still trying to figure out what exactly happened there. Maybe he was feeling a little bit tight. Maybe he had some muscle strain. Maybe he didn't realize that Graf was, you know, right there, how fast he was. But, you know, that was just a very, very telling moment in the game where you saw to yourself, okay, this is what this Sharks team is going to do. It's going to be effort-filled. And the way they played last night with that effort combined with some lethal plays, you know, the Macklin Celebrini goal was phenomenal. Igor Chernyshov's first goal was phenomenal. All these little things that we saw throughout the game were just indicative of high-level performance, and I think it taught the Sharks a lesson about what it means to be ready in a game, even in a situation where, yeah, you're flying day of. It's not ideal. It's not perfect, but you are going to be tasked with having to go out there and play the game of hockey later in the day. The Sharks had the necessary rest that they needed going into that game against Vegas, and they simply did not have it at the start of that game. They did not meet the intensity or the urgency that Vegas brought in that game. In this game, they did respond. They found themselves with the right opportunity in the right time, and they were able to take advantage. They were able to score early, extend that out to a 2-0 lead. Now, yes, Vancouver pushed back, but again, I looked to the fact that the Sharks had that momentum early. They were not on their heels. They were not chasing a game on the road. They took advantage of the opportunities that were given to them and were able to turn it into what was eventually a 6-3 win, a very, very convincing win, and to see them take control of a game, because there was drama there. Like, all of a sudden, when it's 4-3, when Vancouver comes pushing back, you're thinking to yourself, uh-oh, what's going to happen now? Because as we all know, once momentum starts to swing in the NHL, momentum starts to swing. Look no further than that game between Toronto and Ottawa last night. Toronto was up 5-2, and the final ends up being 7-5. And I believe that Ottawa cut it to 5-4, and then Vancouver extended it to 6-4, and then I believe it was 6-5, and then 7-5. So, yeah, I mean, you get one little nudge in the right direction. All it takes is a small little push, and then things can take, a really, really 90-degree turn in a hurry to where the other team is suddenly, you know, coming right at you, and you don't have the reaction that's needed in that moment because the momentum just swings so hard. So watching the Sharks in this game, it gave you a lot of hope. It showed you that they have the ability to bounce back. And again, the fact that it wasn't just the heroics of, a handful of players, it was a team victory. You know, so many big penalty kills in this game. I watched Colin Graf just be an absolute menace. And that's the best way to describe him, because his stick is so active and he is relentless in his pursuit of the puck and to disrupt lanes. It feels like every time Colin Graf is on a penalty kill, he has the opportunity to create a breakaway. And he does it with consistency. And he does it even when he's not out there on the penalty kill, just in the midst of his normal game. His hockey IQ, his ability to read passes and see lanes, it's an extremely, extremely high level. And as one of those young guys, last night I believe was game 77 of his NHL career, he's showing you what the future is for this San Jose Sharks team. And it is tenacious. You know, that tenacity in their game that can be problematic for almost any team in the NHL. And I know that Vancouver is in the midst of make it similar to what the Sharks went through kind of when they eventually made it to the Stanley Cup final. You can call it a retool or something to that effect. And I know they're not where they were a couple years ago, where they were one of the best teams in the league and they made it to game 7 of the conference semifinals. That's a different team. Obviously, Quinn Hughes has been traded. I still think Vancouver will have the ability to be good in very, very short order. That's not up for debate in my mind. They got some really good pieces there, and I think they have the ability to be, you know, talented and a contending team in the next couple of years. That said, you know, I know they're not that power that they were. The Sharks are not a power either, but they took control of this game on the road. You know, this is a team that with Thatcher Demko was 13-0 against them over the course of his career. He'd never lost to the Sharks. And so the Sharks keep on turning history on its head this year. You keep on seeing them do things that they haven't done for a couple of years or things that they've never done. And so for the Sharks to have these, you know, successes, I think it needs to be celebrated. I think it needs to be acknowledged. And I think we need to all see that this team is working very, very hard to change the culture and change the team identity and change what we all see from this team when it is, you know, December 27th. It's, you know, the day after the holiday or 2 days after the holiday. And a year ago, 2 years ago, this felt like it would probably have been a scheduled loss. But the Sharks team, they don't play like that anymore. They don't stick to that, you know, idea that they have a woe is me mentality. They're ready to go. When the puck drops, they are ready to go. They're ready to take advantage of it. And it's fun to watch because you can see the confidence really building from these guys. And, you know, Ryan Warsawski at Morning Skate talked about, you know, the team needing to get the losing habits out of their game and start developing winning habits. There were a lot of things I saw in this game that struck me as quote unquote winning habits, whether it was taking care of the puck in the second period, whether it was generating shots. What was the final shot total? And they may have amended it like six times since then, but I believe at the end of the game it was the Sharks with 37 shots on goal. That's a winning habit, getting extended ozone time, getting extended possession, getting multiple opportunities when you do get it into the zone, keeping it in the zone. All these little things, you know, they have an extreme impact on the outcome of the game. And for the San Jose Sharks, it obviously manifested itself by way of a 6-3 win. But, you know, it takes time. And just because they had one game where they played with quote-unquote winning habits, that doesn't mean that this is a quote-unquote winning habits team. It just means that it was a step towards being a winning team because they did the little things. They did the detail-oriented aspects of the game. They did those right, and it led them to have a high-caliber performance when all was said and done. That's not to say that Vancouver didn't push. You know, this is a 4-3 game, and then the Sharks were able to pull away. But they were able to pull away because at the critical junctions of the game, they came up with the big, big plays, and you got to give them a lot of credit for that. All right, we are going to get into some highlights now, and then we'll do some post-game sound. It was the San Jose Sharks who struck first in this game on a wild play that was eventually slapped home by Ryan Reeves as a puck hung on top of the goal line, just slowly sliding behind Thatcher Demko, and the Sharks took advantage to make it a 1-0 game.
Rebound pokes free. Reeves gets it, banks it off the right boards, and there's a race for it. It's going to be Ostapchuk jumping up to that. And boy, he is hammered down to the ice. But boy, great hustle by him to knock it in deep and get it into the right corner of the Canucks zone. Working at it there. Goodrow knocked it free, sent back to Iorio on the point. He shoots toward the net, blocked in front, save. It's going toward the empty net, and the goaltender, it goes in. They score. For a second, I thought that Demko was going to drag it back, and it was banked home by a cadre of Sharks players poking at the puck. It all started with Vinny Iorio shooting that puck from the point, and it trickled past the goaltender. Did Ryan Reeves bang that in? It looks like it's going to be his.
That makes it 1-0, and then it was Klingberg with a Kling bomb.
Off the faceoff, they win it. Here's a shot by Klingberg. Score! Klingberg backskating from the right point to the middle of the ice, letting the wrist shot go down low, and it gets by Demko, and suddenly the Sharks are on top 2-0.
Yeah, Klingberg might not be the athlete he once was, but he still has one heck of a shot. Vancouver, however, would push back by way of the power play.
Cross ice, far side. Besser walking in, down low to the corner. Stick handling with the puck. Actually, sorry, that's Connor Garland over there. Angle shot, score! Linus Karlsson's in front of the net. Garland got him the puck across the rink. And it is the first goal for Vancouver, and the crowd explodes here at Rogers Arena. Nice little play there by a former Sharks draft pick to gain the zone and then tip the puck in front with Orlov defending on the play. Garland sending it to the front of the net.
So at the end of the first period, the Sharks had a 2-1 lead. They had 11 shots on goal. They were in control of the game, but I wanted to see how they responded in the second period, which has been a bit of an issue for them in this season. Then it was William Eklund. He only had one goal in the month of December. That came way back in the wild comeback win against Pittsburgh. He got his 9th goal of the year as San Jose extended their lead 3-1.
Eklund back to Iorio, throws it toward the net, tip wide by Celebrini. Jumping in, Dickinson in the right corner has it. Back to Iorio, now to Celebrini. The shot, save, rebound, Eklund score! It was tipped out in front. What a job by William Eklund on that play. And how about the chemistry with Iorio and Celebrini? The Sharks lead 3-1.
Now we go to the third period. San Jose holding on to that 3-1 lead. This is a tight game. Vancouver comes pushing back into the game. Marco Rossi scoring his first goal and making it a 3-2 game. Vancouver now just down by one.
The Canucks break it back into the Sharks' hand. But over to the left of the goal. Oh boy, Celebrini in a little collision, toppled with the ice there. Both he and Besser went down. Play knocked aside. Klingberg couldn't get it away from Garland, and Garland hangs onto it and turns with the puck. Delayed penalty against the Sharks in front. Great save by Askarov. Rebound. I think they scored. Yep. Chris Lee says it crossed the goal line. As Askarov made the initial save, the puck went up into the air and was headed toward the net. It looked for a second as if Askarov would keep it out, but apparently not. And that was a delayed penalty against San Jose, which will wash out, assuming if this goal counts, to make it 3-2. 36 seconds in the third as the Canucks are pushing back as hard as they can.
But the Sharks find a response once again just about 4 minutes later. The first ever National Hockey League goal for Igor Chernyshov, who continues to look like a star in the very rapid making.
Graf at the red line, gives it back to Orlov, moves across the blue line, cuts to his right. Skates in deep to the corner, and he runs into the check of Elias Pettersson, but he holds the puck to Gaudette. Stops. Feeds it in front. Score! Gaudette to Chernyshov, and Igor Chernyshov gets his first National Hockey League goal, a huge one. It's a power play goal. The Sharks lead 4-2.
And just a huge play at a huge moment. Adam Gaudette is back into the lineup after he'd been a bit banged up, and he comes up with a huge play to allow the Sharks to extend their lead to 4-2. But again, Vancouver, they were not going anywhere as they cut the deficit to one once again. Drew O'Connor with his ninth of the year.
Vancouver area native coming across the line, throwing it behind the net around to Toffoli, swinging it cross ice. That's a good read by O'Connor to intercept. 2-on-1 developing here. Moving down the right wing, left wing side, shot by O'Connor, score! Well, Drew O'Connor's got that hard wrist shot, and he looked off the man on the wing in Connor Garland, and decided to take the forehand himself, and it beats Askarov. That is a shorthanded goal for the Canucks. And so that makes the score San Jose 4 and Vancouver 3 at 10:43 of the third.
But every time Vancouver pushed their way back into this game, San Jose had a response. This time, it was Macklin Celebrini with his 20th of the year, assisted by Igor Chernyshov and William Eklund.
Celebrini chips to Eklund behind the goal line. He has it caught in his skates. He protects the puck. Good job by Eklund to work that free under pressure. Spins it around. Looks for the return feed from Orlov. Gets it. Checked behind the net by Marcus Pettersson. But there's big Chernyshov to hold on to it. He's checked by Vilander. Moves it over to Celebrini. Shoots! Score! Chernyshov wins the battle. Celebrini finishes it off with a magnificent wrist shot. And that makes it 5-3 Sharks. Celebrini getting his 20th goal of the season. 3:40 to play in the third. Wow, what a moment.
Full send from Macklin Celebrini as he grips it, rips it, and whips it into the back of the net to give the Sharks a 5-3 lead. All that was left was an empty netter, and that came by Colin Graf, who was rewarded by the incredibly hard work he was doing all throughout the game.
As right now we have the goaltender leaving for the extra attacker, flipped out by the Sharks toward the empty net. Graf is chasing it. He's got it. He's behind the defense. He scores! Empty net goal for Colin Graf. Spectacular finish for San Jose Sharks hockey as they take a 6-3 lead on the empty netter by Graf, who's been great all night.
6-3 would be good for your final. The San Jose Sharks currently occupy the second wild card in the West, 18-17-3, 39 points on the year. Let's hear what head coach Ryan Warsawski had to say after this one.
How important was a game like tonight just in response to the Vegas game?
Yeah, it was super important. So credit to the group. We responded, which I feel like for the most part we have, you know. But now it'd be nice to get this thing going here now.
It wasn't a perfect game, but, you know, for most of you guys controlled, seemed to be in structure, seemed to possess the puck most of the time. Is this what this team can be on a nightly basis?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think something that we've talked about, when we're skating, we're playing with structure, and we're competing, we're a hard team to play against, and we've seen that this year. We just got to do it consistently. So hopefully that's kind of, you know, a good blueprint. You know, we've had some in the past, but got to keep moving forward. They're not all going to be perfect. There's going to be moments in your game where you got to, you know, get it back on the rails there a little bit, and I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
That's it.
they pushed and they got back. But every time it seemed like you guys had an answer for that. Macklin said he wasn't sure that necessarily would have been there with this group this last year.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for the most part, we've really fought that mental toughness part of it, of getting put on our heels. We're starting to realize what winning hockey looks like as far as how you need to play with certain habits. You know, when you don't have the momentum, how you need to play, and when you do have the momentum, how you want to play. So I think our group is growing in that area. Again, it's not perfect, but we've made some taken some lessons throughout the, you know, first 38 games here that we continue to push forward.
Those of us that haven't watched it, Igor Chernyshev gets his first tonight, 5 points already in five. Like, what can you tell the rest of us about how good he's been in this short stint?
Big man that can really protect pucks. Really got a knack for the dangerous areas of the ice, and that's why he's had some success up there. But his frame, you can see it there. He holds onto a puck, finds Mac there in the slot. He's going to be a special one.
What does it mean to see him get his first two?
Yeah, it's good. He's had some really good chances, right? In all of his games, he's gotten some good grade A's, and now to get rewarded in a big moment where we needed one is important. So he's played some really good hockey. Again, he's got some things to continue to work on, but you know, looks like we got a pretty good hockey player there.
You like his all-around game, though? I think if you back check a couple times there, he was, you know, instrumental at keeping things defensively sound there.
Yeah, his structure-wise has been pretty good. His wall work has been solid, and you know, the pace of the game sometimes catches up to him a little bit, which is to be expected for a young guy that's kind of his first time over here. So again, he's going to be a special player. He has some things to work on. He's done some really good things, really coachable. Cares, you know, wants to continue to get better, which is a real positive.
The other hometown kid, Vincent Iorio, seems like his game has grown a lot since he first joined you guys.
Yeah, Iorio was good tonight. Obviously, playing at home, he was probably excited. I thought Mark Madouin was his best game of the year, which is something that we continue to build on.
Colin Graf was very impactful on the PK. He's just, you know, can't say, right, just how good he has been on the PK, right?
Seems like he's getting better, you know, by the period, really. He's been probably playing our most consistent guy up front there. You know, Max's been playing some pretty good hockey, but, you know, you feel like you put Graf anywhere in the lineup and he responds. And he's playing some really good hockey. His details are good. It's good stick detail. Wins a race there at the end to put it in the empty net. He's played some really, really good hockey here.
And I want to ask you about the Ryan Reeves and the fourth line, too. You talked about how much they've set the tone for you this year in terms of playing the right way. And you guys played the right way for most of the night. So just talk about just that line and just how they set
it. Yeah, they set the tone, you know, and I think that's what this group needs is that line to really set the tone on not just, you know, how we want to play, but the way the game is played at the end of the day. To win in this league, you have to play with structure. You have to play inside hockey. You have to be hard and physical on pucks. You know, again, I've talked a lot about Revo and what he's brought to this group. Goody was, again, really good, as was Chucky. So that line really set the tone tonight.
The fourth line played with speed and intensity. That was my favorite part of watching those guys put it all together last night. Here's what Macklin Celebrini had to say after the game.
Macklin, first win in your hometown, how's it feel?
It's awesome. It's awesome, especially with how we ended that break. I think we all wanted this one pretty bad, and it's cool to kind of win here.
Just a lot of focus on you coming home, but six different goal scorers, a lot of guys chipping in tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it was a full team effort. Our goalie in net, he was a brick wall, and then, I mean, obviously, a lot of guys playing really good hockey.
What does it mean to you to get one here? I mean, it's going to happen eventually. You've had points against this team every time you play, but is it special over the holidays? Did you have family here or anything like that?
Yeah, I had a lot of family here, and obviously spent some time at home spending Christmas up here, so it was awesome to kind of get one in front of them.
And just how impressive has Igor Chernyshev been?
He's been amazing. On my right wing, he's just he's a big body, drives plays, and I mean, he's had so many chances over the last couple of games. It was just so nice to see him get one.
How does it feel to see him get his first goal here?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like exactly what I just said. He's been getting all of his chances, and it's been tough for him to kind of bury one. And then today, it was nice to see him get one.
Willie Mecklen on your line, what did he add to it?
Just, I think, his poise, his puck possession. He likes holding on to the puck and making plays and kind of bringing off guys. So I thought we were clicking.
You mentioned the sting from the last game in Vegas. This game you guys played, though, seemed like for the most part, you guys played the right way the whole game. Just talk about just how important it was to play a game like this in response to that Vegas game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just kind of the group we have now. I think our responses and the way we're playing, it just kind of resembles more of a consistent hockey team compared to last year. I mean, obviously we have 18 wins right now, and we had 20 all of last year. So we're taking strides in the right direction. I think we just kind of got to keep it going. I mean, not have any nights like the one in Vegas.
How about the fourth line set a tone for you guys tonight?
They were awesome. They've been awesome every game. Just the way they battle and get pucks in, they play the right way, and they create so much momentum for us off doing that.
That bounce back within a game, too. I mean, they didn't go away, and every time they got it closer, you guys pushed back, it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just part of the maturity?
Yeah, like I said, like that's a game where I don't know how that would have gone last year, but I think there's just a calm on our bench, and we kind of knew what we need to do before to get that win.
Like tonight, where you guys control a lot of the shots, is this kind of feel like this is the kind of team that you guys can be for tonight?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, still a lot of things to clean up. We gave up a lot of chances and stuff we need to work on. But, I mean, just that resiliency, when things don't go your way, you kind of pick your bootstraps up and just kind of get back to work.
I think it's also really important to see Macklin smiling and having fun, because year one of his existence in the NHL, even though he was making everyone in the league very aware of what a star he was, and yes, him and Will Smith and Tyler Toffoli and their friendship, it was great to pay attention to, but there were so many nights where Macklin Celebrini was just pretty ticked off at the end of the game by way of the result. And now to see him smiling and happy with his team's result, that's a really cool thing to see. Ryan Reeves, obviously, he's been through a lot in this league. Let's get his thoughts on this game.
Revo, how important was a game like tonight in response to the Vegas game?
Yeah, I mean, every game's important right now down this back stretch, but yeah, getting back after, you know, those last three for sure, and that last one especially, you know, this was an easy, wasn't going to be an easy game to play. You know, flying this morning, having 3 days off, I thought we responded really well. You know, I played in structure, you know, didn't give up a ton, and, you know, came with the win.
What's that challenge, you know, having to fly in for a game today? I know there were a couple guys here like Macklin and Iorio, but for most of you guys had to fly up. So what's that challenge like?
I mean, the 6 a.m. wake up isn't easy. You know, and you're just not used to it. You're not, you know, you don't ever fly on a morning of a game day, land, get onto the ice. It's just different. It's not normal routine, but, you know, I thought we handled it well.
Start especially for you and for the team to get off early.
Yeah, I think it was important to everybody just kind of play very simple at the beginning and get off to a good start. You don't want those ones to slip early. You know, you got to get your legs into it and, you know, not take unnecessary risks.
And for all the focus on Macklin and the top line, everybody kind of, like, 6 different guys score tonight. What does that sort of say about the group and the depth of this team right now?
I mean, you need that to be a playoff team. You can't rely on one superstar. It just doesn't work like that. So, you know, we need that depth scoring. We got to take some pressure off him.
They pushed back as the game went on. But every time they did, it felt like you guys had an answer. Is that you see that maturity in this group as this year's gone on?
Yeah, I think as the season's gone on, you know, that's been a strong point for us, is not getting too rattled when other teams push. You know, obviously there's been games where that hasn't happened, but, you know, for the most part, I think we've done a good job with that.
Joining the Sharks, you know, obviously there's that focus on Macklin, Will Smith, guys like that. But what have you seen from Colin Graf in your time here?
I mean, he's been playing unbelievable in all three zones. You know, he's, you know, very key for us in the defensive zone on the penalty kill. He's putting points up. You know, again, that's a guy who you need to be going and take some pressure off of those big dogs. But, you know, he's been playing unbelievable.
And speaking of your goal and the way that your line played tonight, Warzo has talked about how your line especially, you know, plays the right way, sets the tone for everybody. Just how proud are you of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's our job. We don't play a lot of minutes, so, you know, when we get the opportunity to, you know, especially chip in, we gotta bury them, and but we gotta play the right way. We gotta lead the charge in that way, and, you know, play physical, not, you know, be hemmed in our defensive zone and lose momentum. But you know, especially on the road, if we're gonna get matchups against other teams' top lines or second lines, we gotta make sure we win those.
In a game like tonight, does this feel like the kind of team, the kind of game that you guys can be?
Yeah, you know, I thought that was a great game, but, you know, we gotta string those type of games together. You know, we can't you know, going to Anaheim in 2 days and just all of a sudden get out of structure because we did it once. It's got to be night in, night out.
Night in, night out is the next step for the San Jose Sharks. They have shown the ability to have a resilience and the ability to bounce back from tough losses. But if they can put that team out there on the ice every single night, they're going to give themselves a great chance to get into the playoffs when this regular season is done. They're part of the conversation. They're occupying a spot right now, but there is still a ways to go for this team. All right, we are all out of time. I will see you on Monday as we get ready for Anaheim. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.